dawned. The day he was born began as just another day. The sun rose, peered down on the little wooden house where a wife, her belly as big as the country, scrambled up the last egg they had for her husband's breakfast. The husband was already out in the field, turning the dust with his plow round the black and twisted roots of some mysterious vegetable. The sun shone hard and bright. When he came in for his egg, he wiped the sweat from his brow with a ragged blue bandana. Then he wrung the sweat from it and let it drip into an old tin cup for something to drink later on. The day he was born, the wife's heart stopped briefly, and she died. Then she came back to life. She'd seen herself suspended above herself. She saw her son, too. Said he glowed. When her self rejoined with herself, she said she felt a warmth there. Said, "Soon, he'll be here soon." She was right. The day he was born, someone spotted a cloud over that-a-way, with something of a darkness to it. People gathered to watch, 1, 2, 2 times 2, suddenly 50 people and more, all looking skyward at this rather small cloud moving close to their parched and frazzled home place. The husband came out to look too, and there it was, a cloud. First real